21st, the nationwide addiction problem continues with over 100,000 overdose deaths last year in the U.S., according to numbers out this month from the CDC. And many rural communities are struggling with the problem in part because of a lack of treatment resources. A new program started this spring to train medical providers in rural Wisconsin on how to treat and prevent substance abuse. The program, called the Wisconsin Rural Health and Substance Abuse Clinical Support, is a statewide effort with the Wisconsin Hospital Association and the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. The clinical support program was started after a $1 million community action grant from the Wisconsin Partnership Program. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you live in a rural area? Have you or someone you know experienced issues with access to treatment for addiction? Is it hard to find? Have you or a loved one had to travel a long way to get treatment if you were able to find it in the first place? And if you work in healthcare in a rural part of the state, what are you seeing in your clinic, your hospital? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Randall Brown is a family physician specializing in the treatment and prevention of substance abuse disorders. He's the director of the Center for Addictive Disorders at UW Health and a professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. Brown, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about some of the unique challenges that rural parts of the state face when it comes to diagnosing and then treating addictions?
Well, when we think about treatment, I think most folks think about your specialist treatment centers, say intensive outpatient or places to go for residential treatment. But those aren't universally or necessarily immediately available, particularly in our rural communities. And the fact of the matter is not everyone necessarily needs that level of care. And there's good research to tell us that with appropriate resources and backup, that a number of these issues can be assessed and managed fairly successfully in sites that rural residents may have better access to, including primary care, peer recovery services, and when issues are urgent, that hospitals can participate in that process as well.
How big a problem is addiction in Wisconsin, and rural Wisconsin in particular?
Well, it's really been on a concerning trend over the last two decades on a few particular fronts. Alcohol has been continuing on the rise and appears to have been exacerbated, particularly during the course of the pandemic. Opioids have continued to be a particular problem in the Midwest and in Wisconsin in particular, where over the last 3 years, nationally, the average increase in opioid overdoses was around 30%, where in our area, it was closer to 70%. And we're also seeing a lot more concerning patterns around methamphetamine use in the state as well, with law enforcement reports involving methamphetamine increasing over four times over the last 5 years. So a lot of things going on, and it's incumbent on a number of sort of parts of the system, be it healthcare or social services or communities, that really need to be working together if we're going to start to get ahead of it.
Talking to Dr. Randall Brown from the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at addiction in rural Wisconsin and a new effort to help clinicians around the state, doctors, family doctors in particular, help treat their patients and connect them with treatment they need. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you see in your community when it comes to addiction and access or lack of access to treatment? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dr. Brown, let's check out this partnership now. What kind of things are you doing to work with local healthcare providers?
So I feel really fortunate to be working with the Wisconsin Hospital Association and also Wisconsin Voices for Recovery on the effort. So the Wisconsin Hospital Association it's a network of 155 hospitals and associated clinics statewide. So we'll be able to leverage that reach in order to get contact with critical access hospitals and providers in those facilities and clinics. to get them some educational resources and some expert support during the course of their clinic day that they can call into and get advice around patient management when it comes to substance-related issues. We're going to be running some virtual office hours as well for folks to come in and discuss patient management issues or just system issues, like how they get efforts like this off the ground, how do they effectively implement these forms of screening, assessment, prevention, and treatment in the settings where they're working and seeing these folks. An additional important aspect of the effort is going to be expansion of peer recovery support services. Listeners may have heard of peer recovery coaches, and Wisconsin Voices for Recovery is going to be our partner there, working to expand availability of that resource. And these are individuals with lived experience who can connect with someone, say, commonly at a point of care in the emergency department where they've reported with a substance-related issue. And these are individuals that can provide some ongoing support, assist them with connection to services, and do what they can to help folks with desired positive behavior change to keep them healthy.
I wanted to ask you more about those peer recovery specialists. Now, these are people, as you said, who have lived experience likely with an addiction themselves. What kind of training do they get then to help others who are, as you say, maybe showing up in an emergency room?
So that is a set of trainings that varies quite a bit, you know, from state to state. But there is a particular program of training provided through Safer Communities here. And I have to say, I don't have sort of number of hours off the top of my head, but it is a formal process resulting in a credential that would allow them to bill for these services so that it can be a sustainable resource for people in these communities.
With this program, I want to take this into some different points of entry for someone dealing with addiction and how they might come into contact with. Let's stay in the emergency room now. Working with the hospital association, what kind of, I guess, education or resources are you making available, say, to a rural hospital emergency room to say, okay, we're treating this person maybe for a fentanyl overdose. Say, how do we not just treat that? How do we get them in touch with other resources out there?
Well, one of the things that we know that can be particularly effective is getting medication started for the opioid use disorder or opioid addiction at that point of care in the emergency department that can then be continued in the community. And there's a lot of research to back that up, but unfortunately, it's not yet a practice that's super widely implemented due to a variety of barriers, one of which being volume of providers in the community that have had the training and that have the comfort level to continue that treatment. And so that's going to be another sort of aspect of these efforts is getting that training out there so that more providers are familiar with initiating and continuing that treatment for patients. And again, sort of providing these, expert resources that they can reach out to as challenges arise in the course of the practice. So that'd be a primary example. Another would be issues around alcohol, say individuals coming in with alcohol withdrawal, where we will be providing education around evidence-based withdrawal management and ongoing management. There are also medications that can be helpful in reducing the desire to consume at previous levels that have been leading to various forms of dysfunction or impact. Those would be some of the examples where we're hoping to build that comfort level and that confidence in the workforce to start addressing those issues. And through this network, also develop those connections between emergency departments, hospitals, and clinics where patients would be following up after a presentation for an urgent issue.
We're talking to Dr. Randall Brown, family physician specializing in substance use disorder treatments and prevention, talking with us about a new program in Wisconsin working to improve healthcare and treatment for people in rural areas who are struggling with various kinds of substance abuse. You can join in now at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about your story? Have you or someone in your family had trouble with addiction. Were you able to find treatment? Was it close by? Do you have a success story to share, maybe? Or are you still trying to find the help that you or your family member or friend needs? If you work in healthcare, especially in a rural part of the state, what do you wish you had available to you? What questions do you have for our guest about what's going on about this partnership here? Have you been a peer counselor yourself? We were just talking about you. Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email us ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk now with Dr. Randall Brown, family physician specializing in the treatment and prevention of substance use disorders. He's talking to us now about a new statewide program called Wisconsin Rural Health and Substance Use Clinical Support. You could join in at 800-642-1234. I know it's not always easy to talk about, but if you are willing to share your story of you or someone in your family dealing with addiction, seeking treatment, if so, were you able to find it? Are you still looking? A little bit of both. You got some help, but not all that you need. If you provide health care, especially in rural Wisconsin or elsewhere, what kind of support would help you? And what kind of things are you seeing and hearing from your patients? If you're a doctor, a clinician, a nurse practitioner, emergency room worker, or a first responder, let us know what you're seeing in your community. Join in now. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Brown, we were just in the emergency room. Now, for that, say, family care clinic, what kind of help can you offer them to maybe spot the warning signs of addiction and help their patients get the help they need?
So a good deal of that. It depends to some extent on substance. To start with, alcohol being by far the most common in our area, there are recommendations on the part of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force for us in primary care to be doing universal screening for risky alcohol use or an alcohol use disorder. And this is one of the top 10 most cost-effective practices in which we can engage in primary care. But sometimes tricky to get implemented and effectively put in place in terms of workflows. But very important because it isn't just use disorder in that setting, but risky use. A lot of the harm related to alcohol, as folks would likely know, is related to, say, binge drinking episodes and accidental injury, motor vehicle accidents. And so that screening and brief counseling to help prevent those sorts of instances is a real important part of practice in primary care as well as in hospital settings. With other drugs, they're actually universally isn't necessarily a recommendation for universal screening, but there would certainly be populations at greater risk where there is that recommendation. So or recommendation based on sort of the level of risk presented by substance use. So during pregnancy would be an example where universal screening for other substances is recommended. And for individuals that have had a history of, say, adverse childhood experiences or abuse, the risk for future substance use problems is quite high. And so important to have that on radar under those sets of conditions as well. And during adolescence, in the course of regular exams, simply checking in around radical changes sort of in behavior or social interaction, peer group, academic performance can be some red flags that substance use may be coming up and is worth doing some exploration and seeing if intervention is desired and warranted.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Sarah is with us in Sauk Prairie. Sarah, hello.
Hi there.
What did you want to tell us about?
Yeah, so I have a personal experience. I am an alcoholic. I've been sober for 9 months now, but I've had some experiences where I've needed to get help with withdrawals. And at the emergency hospital here, I've just been sent home.
And not connected with other resources, Sarah?
No.
What do you wish, if you're willing to share, what would you hope for when you show up at the emergency room with withdrawal? What would you hope they could connect you with?
Yeah, so, for one thing, getting through the withdrawal safely. And then some treatment options and things like that. I've been taken just to the county detox center. But that's the only option here in this area, and that's in Madison. And I was taken there in handcuffs and shackles because of having to be transported by a police officer.
Sarah, thanks so much for sharing your story. Congratulations on the 9 months. And that Sarah, Dr. Brown, Sarah is hoping for some of the things you are hoping to provide, it sounds like.
Yeah, boy, and I'm really sorry to hear that you've had that experience, and it's all too common, you know, when we're talking about, getting folks to the care they need after those acute situations, some of which, again, you know, can be a function of the amount of resource that's available in the area and the weight that people may need to go through in order to access that. And so hopefully, as time passes and providers get a little more familiar with this, you know, at least some resources in primary care settings can be brought to bear that can assist with some early change and some ongoing care, perhaps connection to peer recovery that can provide those initial services until a higher level of care comes available if it's needed. But yeah, it is a gap that we see far too often, and has been much more common in the context of the pandemic as well. We know that treatment admissions during the early course of the pandemic had dropped 75%, and that isn't because these issues were going away. It was, of course, because of related precautions, and that's led to some pretty serious concerns, particularly again in our rural areas where those resources are even hard to come by, when a pandemic isn't part of the equation.
Thanks again, Sarah, for being willing to share that with us. We're talking to Dr. Randall Brown with UW Health and the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at addiction, access to treatment in Wisconsin, and a program he's working on, especially working in rural parts of the state with hospitals and local doctors, trying to connect people with resources they need to deal with addiction treatment. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Tom joins us now in New Franken. Tom, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, you've got all these programs to help the addict. How about the family that's involved with this? Because if it's just the addict who gets better, I've seen where the family still ends up messed up, and actually families break apart because the addict straightens out their act and the rest of the family doesn't know how to deal with it.
Tom, thanks for that call. I'll point you, Tom, toward the morning show. It was a few weeks back. There was a whole hour conversation about people in families with a person who's addicted. Do dig through the morning show archives and find that. Dr. Brown, are there ways, especially in your program, to help families connect with this support?
Boy, that's a really great question and a great point, because for those living with someone struggling with a substance use disorder, addressing the needs of the family is important. A number of programs do have that integrated into planning by way of family therapy. And if it isn't well integrated, we certainly encourage family members to be seeking out therapy for themselves. Participation in peer recovery groups is also out there in programs such as, for example, Al-Anon, to get folks that have family members struggling some of the support they need to navigate the recovery process and the impact that the use has had on them.
Tom, thanks for the call. And we're going to get that link to the morning show program I mentioned up at WPR.org/Central Time. So you can find that there. Dr. Brown, if there are healthcare providers out there listening saying, yeah, I want to work with you, how do they get in touch? How can they be part of this program?
So the website for Department of Family Medicine. So the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and they can search up our Project Echo and our consultation provider hotline. And that provides some information on those particular educational resources, as well as what we call our boot camp series. They're 1 to 2 day conferences where we really take a deep dive into a lot of this subject matter, do a lot of case-based learning so that folks can be sort of thinking about those clinical circumstances. So that website is www.fammed.wisc.edu. And there's a search bar there. And if they look into things, you know, around addiction medicine or those particular programs, those will pop up.
All right, and we'll get that posted at WPR.org/Central Time as well. Very briefly, Dr. Brown, you're just getting this up and running. Do you have a next step in mind once you've got this out in the public?
Well, yeah, we're hoping that this will have a fair reach statewide, and that as it moves forward, we'll be continuing to get feedback from those participating. And then who knows, maybe this becomes something that could be of use in other states and localities to get treatment services more widely available in rural areas, particularly.
Dr. Brown, thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
That's Dr. Randall Brown, director of the Center for Addictive Disorders at UW Health, family physician specializing in the treatment and prevention of substance use disorders, also professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He was with us today to talk about the Wisconsin Rural Health and Substance Use Clinical Support Program, a statewide effort to improve care for patients who are struggling with substance abuse in rural Wisconsin.